Say it one more time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The final 8 shots. Right. 16. You missed. We've been capping by 5 minutes or so. After Marcus made that three.
You're asking me what I think happened?
Yeah, just the offense. Final 5-6 minutes of the game.
I mean, so we just didn't make shots. Probably didn't get the shots we wanted. I know we were a little stagnant offensively. I mean, it's pretty much it. Ball just didn't go in.
How tough were they to defend overall? I mean, you guys had trouble to dribble. They were hitting outside shots when they got them open.
I mean, like I said before, Connaughton, he's a wing player. And for him to play at the four creates matchup problems for any team they're going to play against. And it did for us early and down the stretch. He's a great player. He made open shots. Hit his own teammates when he needed to. He made plays.
And there's that matchup discrepancy of they have an advantage. Theoretically, you guys would have an advantage on the other end. What do you have to do better to take advantage of what the strength that you guys have?
Attack. I feel like... I mean, this is not criticizing my bigs at all, but, you know, we got pushed out of the lane too much. I would say just, post harder. I mean, we want to get them the ball. They know that. And, you know, everybody, I'm not just saying our bigs, but everybody has to change.
Did you see Bryce Bull come off on a lob opportunity?
I didn't see it because I had a 6'8 guy in front of me. But, you know.
Was that the first option? Goes, on
I
guess.
That was the first option. Marcus is the second option. And I didn't see the first option, so I went to the second option.
How did you describe the final play in terms of the options and what's supposed to happen? How often do you practice it?
We practice it a lot. I mean, every day at practice, we go through dummy offense and we run that play. Just wasn't there. That's all I can say. Marcus was open. Hit Marcus. It was desperation. I had 44 seconds left. So couldn't get a layup. We wanted a 3. We got that. They closed out. Played great defense on Marcus.
And he's the second option.
Second option. Yes, sir. Bryce is first.
August. I can say his last name. Was he the one throwing the ball on that?
No, it was Berget. 20.
You guys have 10 assists on 24 shots. How do you make the ball move a little bit faster in ACC play when it starts to bog down like this?
What was the first part of your question? I'm sorry.
You guys had only 10 assists on 24 makes. Okay. So how do you make sure the ball keeps moving even when it gets a little bit more bogged down in games like this?
It's not so much you keep the ball moving, it's knocking down shots. I forgot what game it was, but, you know, it was Clemson, probably. We had a lot. Our first 4 buckets in the second half came from, you know, I said we had 4 assists in the first 4 buckets. And it was simply because we knocked down shots. It wasn't just layups, you know, guys hitting jump shots and all that. So sometimes the ball just doesn't fall. 10 assists on how many ever buckets it was. It's going to happen. You just got to, when that happens, you got to adjust and get it on defensive end.
Thank you.
JP, thank you. Marcus?